smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love got a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Oh, you're a loaded gun. Oh, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. I pay my part, and you play your game. You give love a bad name. You give love a bad name. Your fingertips, a schoolboy's dream. You act so shy. Your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye. Oh, you're a loaded gun. Oh, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give bad name. I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name. You give love a bad name.
I know you're digging the tunes, but it's my show, so I'm going to interrupt the tunes. It's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Rebecca Benendijk. Her website is RebeccaBenendijk.com. If you don't know how to spell her last name, go to my site. That's how we trick you over to go to my site, and then we get more traffic, you see? See how smart we are? Jazz pop vocalist and songwriter Rebecca Benendijk makes a dazzling recording debut with her new album, Some Fun Out of Life, Alma Universal. It features fresh reworkings of standards like the one you're listening to right now, hits from songwriters ranging from Cole Porter, Hoagy Carmichael, Joni Mitchell, Phil Collins, Green Bailey, Ray, Bon Jovi, and Kiss. Plus two new and emotionally eloquent original compositions. Emotionally eloquent. We're going to have to talk about that. The classically trained vocalist possesses a fluid and pure singing style and receives ace accompaniment here from an A-list band. Why am I speaking like William Shatner? Of Toronto Players, including horns and strings. All produced with clarity by John Beetle Bailey. I wonder what kind of car he drives. This is good tunes. That's all I got to say. This is good, good tunes. And joining us in the studio is the one and only Rebecca.
Thanks, Drew.
Hi, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's Benendijk. You were right.
Okay. Are you a happy person? You seem like a I read something that says you're like perpetually happy, which I read as annoyingly happy.
No, I'm not annoyingly happy.
No?
I don't think so.
When was the last time you were really depressed or crusty?
Like Thursday, probably.
Thursday you got crusty?
Yeah, Thursday was kind of like down. Yeah, for sure.
Why were you down?
I think it was probably PMS. But oh. That's what I'm going to contribute it to. But it happens, sure.
This album brought to you by Shark Week. Do you come from the country? Because you live out in the middle of Whoop Whoop, don't you? KW or something? I don't know. Where do you live?
Whoop Whoop. Yeah, a.k.a. Waterloo.
That's what I meant.
Yep. But I'm actually born and raised in Port Elgin, which is even more Whoop Whoop.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right on the beach.
Port Elgin. Isn't that where Bernie Finkelstein lives? Do you know Bernie Finkelstein?
Yeah, yes, he's...
True North Records, Bruce Coburn, blah, blah, blah. He lives out there, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm meeting Bernie.
I'm going to agree with you because that's the safe way to go. Jim.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You will make a good wife one day.
Yep, that's right. One day. No, you know what? No.
Are you married? I saw a ring in a big picture. Oh, shouldn't go there?
No, that's fine. Oh. No, you saw a ring?
I saw a ring. There was a picture we posted on our website where your hands are back against the wall behind you.
You are so observant.
Tell us about the ring.
No, I'm not married. The ring has left the building.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, you know, I don't. I'm it's good. It was a good decision.
No. He was such a jerk. What's that? What? She's trying to talk to me off microphone. I can't believe you're bringing this up right now.
No, he's a good guy. Just not for me, you know?
Right. Hold on. Let's turn off the mics. Wow. Can't believe you said that off air. That's unbelievable. I hope he's in therapy after that.
Good thing we got that 10-second delay.
How to throw your guests under the bus. Why are you singing the jazz stuff? Why aren't you singing, you know, poppy kind of stuff? You're young.
Because jazz is up and coming. Didn't you know? And it's like
it's
the core. It's like the roots of everything. Actually, it's because I started singing with a big band in 2006 and fronting that big band. And then I kind of went to the jazz. And also because it gives me a lot more freedom to... do what I want on stage to perform. I'm not like locked into this formula.
Right.
Yeah.
Does a female jazz singer have to have diva-esque qualities?
I think every female should have diva-esque qualities.
Ooh,
at least
Meg's
a
just
few.
Did a woot-woot.
Yeah. See. A little bit. I mean, not too much, but a little bit is okay.
Right.
Diva's got such a bad rap, but
you know,
divas aren't bad.
I normally don't get into the relationship stuff this early into the conversation, but I want to go back to this for a second because I had a conversation with someone recently. Who the heck was it? Oh, it was
Bernie Finkelstein.
Stop it. It was an actress who didn't let anybody know she was married for 7 years because she thought if people thought she was single, she would get more work.
Right.
Do you think that playing off like you're single gets you get away with more?
I'm not playing off that I'm single.
You know what I mean. Come on. Honesty, truth.
Well, there's definitely a lot of male attention.
That's what I'm saying.
Not necessarily all wanted.
And as soon... Well, yeah, that's true.
It occurs, you know? But I think it occurred when I was married, too. So I don't know that it really is making a difference in this day and age.
Right.
Guys don't care if you're married.
Oh, I'm
some
so
do.
Sad
some
right
do.
Now.
The
so
good guys sad. Do.
Only the good die young.
Yeah, no, the good guys really do.
Your breath is horrible, Tim.
Oh, I'm glad that wasn't directed at me.
Yeah. He goes, before every show, he goes and gets this bagel, and he asks for extra onions and extra capers.
That's like, because he doesn't want you to kiss him or something.
Yes.
Only once it happened. It happened only once. All the single ladies. Who are your musical icons and heroes and things other than Kiss?
Other than Kiss, I would have to say the people I have taken their songs and redone them. I love Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen. I love their lyrics.
Sorry, have you tuned into Adam Cohen's music much?
I have not. Should, hey?
I like his tunes.
Yeah?
That's his son.
For his lyrics or for the music?
A little bit of both, actually, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. His last album is a bit schmaltzy, so if you're depressed or you're heartbroken or something, that's what you want.
Well, Leonard, too. I mean,
yeah,
he's...
but I'm not a fan of Leonard. I can't deal with his groveliness.
Well, I haven't listened to his actual voice lately, but I just really appreciate the lyrics.
Sure, but get someone else to sing it. That's what
I
have to say.
Exactly.
He's never coming on the show after I talk like this.
Well, Katie Lang did a great job of his.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So.
Yeah. Can we do a song, please? Can you rescue this insanity and do a little tune for us? And can you introduce to us your keyboard player, please?
Yes, I will do that. But I want to speak a little bit more about what you asked me, the question about the people that I really appreciate.
Yeah, you said the people that you've covered the songs.
Yeah, so Joni Mitchell, being one of them, released this song in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote it because she was on a road driving in Hawaii. And it kind of reminds me of many moments I've had in my travels where you just kind of stop and appreciate what is surrounding you and kind of the simplicity of life. Here with me today is a good friend and my stellar pianist, Attila Fiaz, and he's going to accompany me. So.
Can we just talk? We have to talk about the name Attila. We can't just pass that by.
It's Turkish.
It's Turkish, is it?
It's not
No, he's not. It's Hungarian.
Yeah, I thought it was Hungarian.
I only say that to bug him. See? Oh. Then at least I get a reaction.
Yeah, nice recovery. Oh,
see, his cheeks are red. He'll play better.
How could you see it? He's sitting down. Oh.
I can see.
There we are. Well, listen, Attila, I you played earlier. Yeah. And couple things I noticed. First of all, you are a very good player. You're about to find this out, folks. But also, he's got a great couple of ears. You have fantastic ear sensitivity.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can hear well.
He's really sensitive.
He's sensitive.
In a lot of areas.
So sensitive. Ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Rebecca Benendike.
Once in a while, in a big blue moon, there comes a night like this. Like some surrealist invented this 4th of July night ride home. Hula girls and caterpillar tractors in the sand, the ukulele man, the fire. This 4th of July night ride home. I love the man beside me. We love the open road. No phones till Friday. Far from the overkill, far from the overload. Back at the bar, the band tears down, but out here superpower lines gleam. This 4th of July night ride home.
Beautiful stuff. Your voice. How have people described your voice? I mean, nice people, not jerks, like Buddy X.
Pure clarity, I guess. A lot of times, people say my voice is clear.
You're right. Do they compare you? Everyone compares. Do we compare?
I haven't heard too many, but I'm sure there's many out there. But I haven't had any that like stand out to me of people that they've said I sound like.
Normally I'm pretty good at doing the irritating comparing thing, and I don't have
nothing,
it.
Nothing, eh?
No, but I like that.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also having trouble classifying my album into jazz or pop or whatever.
See?
Like, what is it?
Yeah.
You know? And I like that, though.
You've got the same problem as Eva Cassidy.
Well, I love Eva Cassidy. I'm glad you mentioned her. So, that's really cool.
Well, it is a nice problem to have from a talent point of view, but from an A&R point of view, it's horrible.
It is, yeah. It's been a little bit difficult there. But I like that I just recorded these songs each because I wanted to record them, not because anybody said you have to do this and this and this to fit into a mold.
Emotionally eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
You, I don't know much about you. I don't know much, but I know I love you.
There it was.
I think you're in your 20s, and yet you act like you're in your 30s. You have a disposition of a 30-year-old.
And that's a very positive thing, because you just get better as you age, right?
I don't know what I'm really trying to say. You're old for your age? You have an old soul? Have you heard that?
I've been pretty mature for my age ever since I was in grade 6 or 7.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I've felt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, why?
I don't know, because in some ways that's a good thing to be mature, but I'm totally not mature in
a lot of
situations.
That's true. No. Listen, I get the playfulness. I really do. But at the same time, I think...
Experience. I think it's life experience and the things you go through. And I've done a lot of traveling around the world and met a lot of different people.
Who's the coolest person you've ever met in your life, other than your keyboard player?
Define cool. What would make them cool?
If they were like me.
Well, then you, Drew Marshall, you are the coolest person I've ever met.
No, I don't know. Just a standout. Well, first of all, let's do some name dropping. Have you met any celebrity type people? All of a sudden, I'm like Mike Tyson's mother.
I have met some celebrities. I don't know if they stand out. To be honest, I think the people that I've met, maybe that nobody else would notice, stand out, like the little girl that I played with in Nicaragua, and we rode a horse, and she just got so much fun out of
it. Why were you in Nicaragua?
I backpacked through Central and South America for about 10 months.
So you went to Managua?
I was in Managua and Granada.
Did you go up to the volcano?
See, I actually went boarding down the volcano at 86 kilometers an hour. It was epic.
Pourquoi?
Because it was a little bit dangerous and adventurous.
What do you mean, boarding down the volcano? Hold on.
It's volcano. It's the only place in the world that you can go volcano boarding. And you climb the side of the volcano and you wear this like orange jumpsuit, so it looks like you're in jail.
You blend into the sulfur as well.
No, it's all dried. It's like the black ash. It's really sharp.
Okay, then I'm talking about a different volcano. The one I was at in outside Managua is smoking and sulfur's coming out of it and stuff.
No, we're not.
I was like, why are you boarding into this?
No, it was in Leon. It was in Leon that we went, and it's the only place. It's active, but only active like every 5 or 10 years or something. Yeah. They know. Anyway, it was totally awesome.
Did you do the canopy zip line thing?
Yes, I did.
I did that, and
upside
I took
down.
Yes, and
did
I
you?
And I took some people with me. When did you do yours?
I did that. I did it again 2 years ago, but originally I did it around 2009.
Right. So it's been revamped since you've been on it, because when I was on it, the following month, someone died on
it. Oh, awesome.
And they shut it down.
I've been on a few things like that in, like, Central America where, you know, they have to shut it down because...
Because you were on
deaths.
It?
No, I just somehow scraped by and made it through.
Do you want to... Okay, hold on. I got to turn the mics off for a second. Okay, she gave me permission. So what I like to ask artists a lot is, you know, when do you get the most creative? And this is, for anybody who listens to this segment regularly, you must be sick of this question, but I'm the most creative when I'm in a funk, when I'm just down in it, man. And so I want to ask you two questions. One, where does your creativity come from? And, or when do you feel the most creative? Sometimes alcohol is involved. And then the other one is... What's been your darkest time in life?
The most creative, I think, is when I'm actually doing other things. So I've done some research on this, and it's proven to be true for us creative people. It naturally happens when, you know, I'm out cycling. I'll be cycling, and then, you know, a song kind of pops into my head, or I have to stop on the side of the road and write something down, because your brain is doing something else, so it's not trying to be creative, is normally when your creative juices start flowing. So that's when I find I'm out walking. I do a lot of long walks, and I sing when I'm walking. I take my phone and record little things. And as far as emotionally where I'm at, I don't know if it's I can pinpoint it to be when I'm really down.
But have you ever had a really, really dark time?
Yeah, sure. Very. I've had a couple of dark times in my life. My divorce was not one of them. dark time when I was living in China. I was there by myself, and there were no other white people, and that was a challenge for me. Why was it a challenge, or why were there no other white people?
No, I know why.
I was in a small village.
Why was it a challenge?
Because I'm a very social person, and because I was struggling with a past relationship at the time that I was now, you know, 2,000-3,000 miles away from, mm-hmm. and couldn't access. And maybe it was just my immaturity. I was young. I was in my early 20s then, so maybe not being able to handle it as well as I could now.
Right.
So that was pretty dark.
Huh.
And there's I have like down times, but I never really get so low that I can't pull myself out. So, maybe if I did, I would get more creative.
Yeah, that would help. That would help. We are in the studio live with Rebecca Binnendyke, and she is about to perform a song called
"Some Fun Out of Life."
Hey, what is this the like title track
this
or something?
Yeah, this is the title track.
I'm looking at this CD right here. We're going to talk about this CD after this song. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Rebecca Binnendyke.
We kiss with a little petting, we're getting some fun in life. When we wanna work, we work. When we wanna play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun in life. Maybe we do the right things, maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day wending our way along. But when we wanna sing, we sing. And when we wanna dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun in life.
You have to end a song like that with a well done. Oh, man, that's
Thank
smooth.
You.
That is just, you know what? I listened to the 40s channel on Sirius XM. I shouldn't say who I listened to it because they don't give me a deal. So why would I advertise them like that? You know, that's what. Do you have a demographic of listeners? Do you have old people?
Some definitely like my music.
But do you have any cool young people?
Oh, I totally do. I have like my whole grade 5-6 class that I taught last week.
Are you a teacher?
I am. Yes. See the things you didn't know.
How did we not know this?
I know. I teach normally grade 8 and 7.
And why did I never have a teacher that looked like that?
Yeah, you know what? You had the ones that looked like me.
You probably did better with a male teacher, Drew. I can tell by your personality. You just needed a hard, like, you needed structure and somebody that could, you know, you would respect and look up to.
So let's just go
that wouldn't have been me.
Into your bio here a little bit. Some fun out of life. That isn't just the title of Rebecca Benedict's upcoming debut album. It's also her personal mantra. Canadian jazz pop singer-songwriter is one of the most positive people you'll ever meet. See, I read that somewhere. And she possesses...
I didn't write that myself.
And she's possessed... So you know. She possesses a dynamic personality chock full of energy, humor, style, and wind.
I love that you added wind. Actually, I like wind.
Not from Drew.
I was at a jazz club in KW. What the heck is that called?
Jazz room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a volunteer coordinator there.
I'm a volunteer coordinator
I
there.
Am. Yes, yes.
Do
I
you
am.
Do? Like, what don't you do? You're a teacher, you're
five.
A musician?
I have 5 jobs.
No wonder you don't have a man in your plan. Did I just push you into country music? Sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
What are your 5 jobs?
5 jobs. Okay, so singing is first, and then teaching, because I have a degree in it, and you got to do it. I work at the Keg, and the Keg is amazing because they've helped me be able to pay for the album.
Nice.
I have an Airbnb at my house, so I rent out a room. And I run a Norwex company, which is like the all-natural cleaning products. Because I love the earth and I want environmentally friendly things in
you
it.
You and the jazz room.
That's a volunteer position.
Yeah.
Don't get paid for that.
No, who was Alicia Brilla was who I went and saw there. Alicia's been on the show here a couple of times. And boy, she's a talent as well.
She is.
Except when she's bicycling around her town with her sisters. Did you hear that in the news?
Oh, I
anybody?
Heard it.
Okay, just checking. What? You gotta. Okay. This has been so much fun.
This is fun.
Okay, I gotta be able to bang the table without your cameras moving, Tim.
Oh, true.
You're making a ruckus.
Can you not talk like that to me ever again?
Who's the diva now? Hi, how are you?
So, Kevin La Liberté.
Yeah. What about him?
He's gonna be there at your CD release.
Yeah, Kevin and Drew and a whole bunch of people are going to be there.
Is it just Kevin that's in the Sultans of String?
Kevin and Drew, and I've played with Chendi before.
Okay. Anyway, they've been in here and played fantastic talent, those guys. Kevin
and good hearts.
I know. Like, actually nice people, too.
I know. That's why Attila's here, too, with me.
If you had to pick one job out of all the... Not be music, right? Not music, but you had to pick one of the other ones. What would you pick? School teacher?
No, probably having my own business of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have an entrepreneurial spirit.
Well, and I have a free spirit, so I like to be able to move around and travel. And so if I could work and travel and meet people and do that, then that would probably be number one.
Some fun out of life. Album release will be at Toronto's Jazz Bistro, 251 Victoria Street, March 18th and 19th. Tickets are $20. Rebecca will be joined by an all-star band that includes Kevin, Attila, Mark, Drew. There's two Drews?
Drew Dreca and Drew Burston. Drew Dreca is my violin player. He's on the album, so he'll be there that night. It'll be awesome.
If I show up, then Rebecca got the Drews.
You better show up, Drew. Drew Marshall.
I like that room.
Yeah, it's a great room. It's kind of gothic, and I love the red and black.
Yeah.
It's very... I love it.
Yeah. Can you do another
song? Like...
What? Oh, sorry.
No,
it's like
no.
What?
No, it's...
What?
It's just... It's a nice vibe.
Nice recovery. You're funny.
Oh!
I'm sorry, did you say it's like your bedroom?
No, I didn't. No!
What?
Drew! You're talking about my bedroom.
We're just having
Red,
too much
maybe
fun
just
today.
The colors.
Having too much fun. What song are we doing here, kids?
We're going to do Let's Do It.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's a Cole Porter tune.
I love this Cole Porter tune. It's great. Let's fall in love. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah,
come on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Rebecca Benendike.
The little blue bird who has never said a word starts to sing spring, spring. When the little blue bell at the bottom of the dell starts to ring, ding, ding. When the little blue in the middle of his work starts a tune to the moon up above. It is nature, that's all, simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it, Lithuanians, and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Yeah. trick is, I might add to it, though it shocks them, I know why. Ask if Shad do it. Wait up, bring me Shad Row in shallow shoals. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in. Let's do it. Let's fall in. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca Benedict here in the Drew Marshall Show. That's some kind of fun. I mean, it really is.
Yes.
It really is. I think one of the main things I like about you is you have a cheekiness.
What? You, no.
Stop it.
Stop it. I'm not cheeky.
You have a cheekiness. And I wonder,
never heard that before.
I wonder if it has to do with your musical performance theater background thingy. Good talk.
Or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe I'm in theater because I'm cheeky.
All right, that's all the time we have. With when you were in China and Southeast Asia, mm-hmm. what was the highlight and the low light?
Highlight was probably being able to learn Mandarin. By the end of my visit, I could speak about 10 minutes with a taxi driver in Mandarin, which I didn't even realize until a friend came over and we were sitting in the car and she said, holy crap,
yeah,
you can speak Mandarin. So that was pretty cool, just to be able to learn another language.
So would you, darkest time is that whole loneliness thing because you were the only white person? I didn't get that.
No, I
still
wasn't
didn't
the
get
only
that.
One. I was with a very wonderful lady that was my mentor and is still a very good friend.
Right.
I think it was just the first time I'd ever been really feeling by myself. And
that's good, though.
Oh, it was so growing. Because I'm not saying I regret it. I love it.
There's a big difference between being alone and being all by yourself alone.
Yes, that's true. I was alone when I was married.
Right.
But that was different alone.
Right.
I was really alone when I was in China. So,
right.
But it was, yeah, like I look back now and I go, thank, you know, that I had that experience.
Did it? Was it hard for you to say thank God?
No. Maybe I couldn't get it out there. Thank, yeah.
That's funny.
Did you
grow up with any God stuff?
I did.
Because
yeah.
I noticed in your bio the word choir.
Oh, yeah, the choirs weren't...
That wasn't like, they weren't like Jesus choirs, they were just normal
no,
choirs.
No, I was at the children's choir when I was 10.
Okay.
We went to England for a competition, that was great. It was run by Jeanette Steves. She was my first voice teacher. She was amazing.
Okay.
She's still amazing.
Was? Okay.
No,
yeah.
She's still awesome. Uh-huh. Very, very beautiful person.
Yeah. But you grew up in a church thing? Did you go to church when you were young?
Yeah, I went to church. I went to a Pentecostal church.
You went to a Happy Clappy church?
A Happy Clappy church. So, yeah.
No wonder you learned how to perform.
Or that's the cheekiness. I don't know. Both. Cheeky and performance. Yeah, so I was singing in church when I was pretty young.
Were you?
And then I was leading. I mean, I was playing piano and singing for the church and doing that kind of stuff.
Do you remember a song from back in those days that you used to sing?
Oh, now you put me on the spot. There was so many good songs.
Yeah, I just
at
didn't
the
know
time.
If you, something came out. Something jumped to your head. No? Amazing Grace? I don't know.
Yeah, Amazing Grace, sure.
Oh, Canada.
No, we didn't sing Oh, Canada. That was the hockey games. I did. Oh,
right.
Sang
Have
at the hockey games. Yeah.
What is that one performance that you remember doing where you almost had an out-of-body experience? You just were like, wow, this is happening. This is really happening right now.
Oh, that happened a few times. Actually, one of them is on one of my YouTube videos. In Hallelujah, when I was singing the Leonard Cohen Hallelujah with my band, and it was being videotaped, definitely the end of that song, there's definitely some real emotion.
Yeah.
I mean, I normally sing with a lot of my own personal experience. I think about my own personal experience while I'm singing,
mm-hmm.
so that the audience gets an authentic look at, you know, who I am and why I'm singing something. But that was definitely a moment. Even I can watch the YouTube video and go, yep, there was something happening there.
That's cool.
So, yeah for sure.
Did I notice George Kohler in one of your videos? Bass player? No? Was he in one of them? No. Well, I thought he was. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Just another bald guy playing bass, I guess.
That was probably Drew.
I noticed.
Burstyn.
The bald guys. Is he bald?
Drew is,
oh.
Yeah.
We got to stick together, don't we, Timmy?
Yeah, baby.
Not that close, though, Tim. No. Move back a little bit, please.
I got the mint now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did take the mint.
Oh, he did take the mint.
He did.
What's your favorite club in Toronto? No, I can't ask you that because then you'll set yourself up for not talking about the Toronto Club Jazz Bistro. So what was the first club you remember playing and performing in, and then you went, oh, this is cool, I'm in this club?
Well, I don't know if it's so much for me about the club as the people that are surrounding me or like the
You're
audience.
So nice. I'm trying to get you to be superficial, and you keep going back to relationship stuff.
I know. I'm sorry. I really love people. I do. I'm a people person, and I do. I love all people. And I can be mean. Don't worry. I can be mean.
I've heard.
Mostly
I
when I'm driving in traffic. Did you? Yeah. Yeah. No, there's moments.
I'll
like,
get him on the phone.
You don't. Yeah. There's moments. But no, I like when I'm. When I sell out a crowd, for example, I love that, and I get so much energy from them, and when I feel the love, I can give the love back, so it's good. It's true, though, right, Attila?
It's true. Yeah.
I'm not, like, faking it.
And if Attila says you can be cruel.
Yeah. Oh, I can, yeah. There's a side to everybody, right? Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Switch. Rebecca Benedict, the album is Some Fun Out of Life. And to win a copy of this album, you can become a new Drew Marshall Show Facebook liker. Right now, at this very moment, our social media person will monitor, and then we will put your name into a hat, or we'll just decide if you have cool Facebook friends and then send it to you. And if you don't have, if you have like six friends and you're just a loser, we're probably
Well,
not
you can
send
friend you. Me, then they'll have seven.
It's not going to work.
Okay.
You're photogenic.
Am I?
Yeah. That's a great shot. I love that picture.
Oh, that was actually not even supposed to be in that album. And it just, I don't know, it got in there. We needed another picture.
We need another picture, quick.
Yeah. So we went with that.
The CD release party, folks. Some Fun Out of Life album release will be at Toronto's Jazz Bistro, 251 Victoria Street, March 18th and 19th. Tickets are $20. Rebecca will be joined by an all-star band that include a bunch of guys who are really cool.
That's true.
It's kind of all
We're going to have fun. There's going to be a lot of musicians on that stage.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Was the last time I was down there for was Andrea Simone. Have you caught her?
Haven't. Not yet.
There's so much. Just a lot of talent, man.
There is. There's a lot of
talent. Do you ever get a scared? Do you ever just go, oh, I'm terrified, a stage fright, or do you ever just have performance anxiety or insecurity, oh, I'm no good, I'm
Absolutely.
Canadian?
Absolutely. Every musician does.
Yeah.
You create a song or you create an album, and then you go, oh, what did I do? And always. This music business is hard, and it's always – what I'm feeling lately is the social media push. So you put something out there. You know, you're on the Drew Marshall Show one day, and then you put a social media push, and you get some hits on your website or whatever, but then –
It's
you
gone.
Know, a couple days later, there's nothing. So you have to, it's so constant. And when I'm you know, doing all these other jobs, and it's just hard to stay on top of it.
But that's your schedule. You can schedule that stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's all about just balancing life and everything. But it is just, like, I've already had people asking me, when's your, you know, Christmas album or your next album coming out?
When's your next album coming out?
Exactly. Like,
This one isn't even out.
I feel like this one's so brand new, and it takes a lot of work. And musicians know, and other people that appreciate the time and effort. It's not an easy fix. You know, I feel like I'm one of those musicians that's worked hard to get to where I'm at so far, and it's kind of just slowly going and one thing at a time. But I like that because, again, you're just developing as you go.
When was the last time you cried?
Thursday.
It was Thursday.
Yeah, I think crying is therapeutic.
I didn't ask that question before, but what did I ask that brought her to Thursday last time? I asked you something.
Yeah, I was crusty.
Okay, so that was coinciding with the whole... never mind. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I know the reasons now. Okay, let's do another song, please. What are we going
to
do?
Well, if it's okay, I would like to do my original, which is Stars.
I would love for you to,
yeah,
to
it's
do...
Yeah, pretty...
And I want to talk to you about your cousin, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, we're not going
to... I know, but I want to talk about your cousin before you do Stars, because that's going to be your last song.
Sure, so. Definitely.
What a story. Like, what is the story? What happened?
Oh, actually, the story has transpired a little bit since since the album. So my little cousin, who was six, he passed away last December from meningitis. And it was a big shock for everybody, and you never expect a little guy to go.
No.
He just went into a coma and never came back to us. He was a little hockey player and just a bright, shining light. He had a little sister, and he was her everything. He really took care of her. He was a very gentle soul. So he kind of inspired the song Live Now on my album, because he just lives now. He just lives in the present. And I think that children especially can give us that lesson to really live fully. And I think I live by that. You know, I love to travel and do those things. I'm not a big money seeker. I like to live by experiences. So he kind of taught us that. And since then, my his mother has since had another baby boy. So she just had him in January.
Wow, that's so,
so
cool.
So a year later, so he passed away, and then a year later she had another baby.
Wow.
So what a miracle and a blessing to their family and to ours.
You know, the unfairness of that situation is the kind of stuff that makes me look upwards and get a little WTF about life and
absolutely.
God. And yeah. I remember coming out of the children's exhibit at the Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem and just losing it emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I, you know, there's something, I mean, it's the that is the ultimate unfair thing. Your child is not supposed to go before you.
Right. Absolutely right.
So.
And it's hard to understand. And I think what they're doing in their lives is the only thing you can do is move on and not really move on. Sorry, not move on, but accept it and then see the joy in life no matter what happens.
And, of course, your song Live Now kind of hooks in with this whole story.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then is that on... Wait, is that on this album or another one?
No, that's on this album.
On this album, cool. Yeah, Live Now, track 8. That's okay, so that's another reason to get this CD, folks. Of course, her website is RebeccaBenendike.com, and Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Benendike, B-I-N-N-E-N-D-Y-K. If you don't have time to write all that stuff down or you don't know what, it's just too complicated for you, go to my website, drewmarshall.ca. You'll find the information there on this week's show. What song are we doing now, kids?
We're going to do Stars, which is a song I wrote to everybody as a reminder that we all have something special to offer the world. I often feel like musicians and dancers and people in the arts are put on pedestals for what they do, and we fail to recognize, you know, all the other people doing their jobs, even if they're behind the scenes. So it's kind of a tribute to everyone and the stardom that we all have within us.
A tribute to Megs the intern.
Megs. Megs, this one's for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Rebecca Benendike.
Unexplained, it's easy to pass the days by. People going by, a glaze in their eyes, so lonely, so unaware.
That's what I pray.
pretty song. Very well done. That's yours. That's an original. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. There was a bit of throwback in that, man. I was tripping back like Helen Reddy stuff, man. That was crazy.
Were you crying, Drew?
No, it was.
Oh,
it was,
see, that would have been the best.
A little bit clipped.
Oh, thanks, Drew.
Thank you.
Thank you, Drew,
very
for having
much.
Me.
Very
on
much.
The show.
It was a pleasure to have both of you here. I am so proud of the people that we have on our show because they don't suck. It's one of the
I'm
main
gonna
reasons.
Take that as a compliment.
What track are we going out with there, Timmy? Do we know?
Well, do you want to go with the one she talked about, the number 8?
You want to? No, what are we going out with? Why don't we let the guest decide?
It's that's another ballad. So
yeah, let's go out with a little giddy up.
What about Put Your Records On?
Okay, that's number 1. Track number 1 on our CD. The name is Rebecca Benedike, and the album is called Some Fun Out of Life. Tim's just touching me, and I can't.
It's to let you know that it's ready to go.
I know, but I
didn't want to say it because it sounds unprofessional.
You guys
on
are
air.
The best.
Stop it.
This is so fun.
If you want to win a copy of this CD, then you can go to the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page right now and like us. Like us right now. Please like us. We would like it if you liked us. I think it'd be a beautiful thing. What's that noise? You're making weird noises.
I'm not doing anything.
It's Tim's fault. Short break. Lots more coming up on the show, including Uma Thurman's father a little bit later. Stay with us.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinema, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometimes we've done it wrong, but it's alright. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same. Don't you hesitate,
girl, put your records on.
Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down.
Sapphire and faded
jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead and let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. By the roadside. And don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. The more you stay the same, they seem to change. Don't you think it's strange? Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your hair down.
Sapphire and faded jeans.
I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead and let your hair down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere. Take pity for pity's sake.